We'll start again the Gemara, Daf Chav Gimel, Omer Aleph, in the middle of the Omid. I'm going to say the Gemara again because yesterday Reb Chaim asked a good Kasha, which is really the Rishonim's Kasha. Legabe hanichnas lebeis hakisei kavua lahashtin. You asked, I kavua this tzoya. How could you go lahashtin with tefillin? What is even the shail over here? So let's see the Gemara again. Rishonim discussed it, the Rashba, the Ravid, repeat it quickly. Zogtimah tonu rabbonon, smack in the middle of the Omid. Tonu rabbonon hanichnas lebeis hakisei. If someone enters the beis hakisei, Besakise Rashi is Magdir, Kavua Rashi is Magdir, Yesh Boy Tsoya. It's Akpreya Soder, it has Tsoya over there. So Nichnal is a Besakise, Choylet Tfilov. He removes his Tfilin. Tfilov is referring to the Tfilin Shalosh, which is not Machusa. Berichuk Dalad Amis, 4 Amis away. Venichnas, and then he enters. Omarav Achabarav, Huna Omarav Sheshes Loishonu, this din that we just said, that you have to remove your Tfilin Dalad Amis before you enter, Ela Besakise Kavua. Like Rashi says, meaning this tzoya because it's al pnei asoda without a chafira. Ava beskise aray, which it's only Zog Rashi says maskel lasa is basically say there is no necessarily tzoya yet. Don't use it specifically for tzoya yet. It's questionable. You don't know, or it's not for sure not. So choylet v'nifnal alta. You have to remove your tefillin, indeed, especially if you're going to be pointing yourself. Now you're going to remove yourself gedolim. You're going to relieve yourself gedolim. So then, avada, you have to remove your tefillin. But you don't have to do it dalal arms before. You can do it right before you enter. V'nifnal alta. Ukshiyotza. But either way, once you establish this and we're pointing over there gedolim, and now you made it into basically kise kavua, so now you have to, can't put on your tefillin anymore till you exited and left 4 amas away. Ukshiyotza machik dalal amas umenichon nesh also basically kise kavua. You created and made it into basically kise kavua. Now, sokdi gomori bailu the following question. Mau sheyichnas odom betfilov betfilin lebesa kise kavua lahashtin mayim. Is a person allowed to enter basically say kavua to be mashed in mayim? So now there's a machloikus amaroyim. Ravina omar shori, Ravina shori, Ravada b'masna osar. Ravina says you're allowed to enter basically say kavua to be mashed in mayim because that's what you're doing. Come to be mashed in, you're not going to be make gedolim. And avacha b'masna osar. Frektem chaim yesterday. What do you mean? Basically say kavua. We just said you have to remove your tefillin 4 hours away. What's the question about? So who cares your mashtimayim? The etzim basic kisa kavua has tzoy over there. How could you enter? So the ravid is taki goris because of this kasha. The ravid asks your kasha, and he says you have to be goris in this gemara. Mau shikonis odem betfilin lebasic kisa aray. Not a basic kisa kavua. It takes out the word kavua. Basic kisa kavua. There's no such thing as entering. And the question is mashtin lemaisa. There's tzoy over there. Up there. So how could you enter with tefillin? That's what the ravid taka says. The Rajba says that he's Maimed the Girsa, even Beskisa Kavua. How does this stem with the previous Gemara we just had? So he says that the Gemara before is talking about Tartel Reyusa. You're entering L'Gdoilim and it's Kavua. Mashenka, when you're entering Lahashten, even though it's Kavua, maybe there's a tzad over here that you don't have to remove it. Come to Ravina at least. That's a Machlok Zamaroyim. Ravina holds, even though you're entering in a Kavua Dika place, but because you're Lahashten, you don't have the Tartel against you. So that's the Gemara. That's a Machlok Zamaroyim. Ravina Shori, Rav Adab Amasna Osar. So that's how the Rishonim answer. It's either another Girsa or Pshat is it's Taka only Lahashten, so it's not like the Gemara before. The whole discussion in the Gemara is Tefillin Shel Roish. Zog Rashi, Ma'ar Shiyachnas B'Tfilov, K'shehein B'Roish Ka'omar. The Ma'ar Tzchis is Medakin is Gemara, that this whole din, this whole sugya is talking about Tefillin Shel Roish, which is not covered. Ma'ashen Getul Yad is Mechusa, the sugya doesn't start. And that's Medina, you're allowed to enter to a Beis HaKisei, because it's covered with Tefillin Shel Yad. Lahashtim. Now, so Ravina Shori, Rav Adab HaMasna Osar. So the Gemara also shaila l'rova omelu osur. He said it's osur. Why is it osur? You're going to lahashtin. So according to the gears of the rivet that it's aray. So why is it still osur? At the end of the day, you're going lahashtin. So the Gemara and Teretz is chayshinon shemeyifne b'hen. True, you might enter lahashtin, but you might also be mefanek doylim. So that's why it's taka osur, even though it's lahashtin. Chayshinon shemeyifne b'hen. Va'amri lo enuchshash shemeyifiach b'hen. That's another chash. Even though you might be lahashtin, but lefiach is also. So that's why saka also. On this, Tosis says, Tosis over here on the top, v'davka the beis hakiseh kavua chashino shem yifne, because it's a place that you can make doilim. But if it's a urinal, you're not going to make doilim. Ava beis hakiseh arar, by arai, let's say, where there's not a mokum for it, shein ragilim lefane shom uta lahashtin bo. You're not worried about Shema Yifne because there's no chash. Now, Shema Yifne is the other chash in the Gemara, but the chash of Shema Yifne doesn't start by Arai. But come on, lo yashem and afilu beis kisa agai. Later on, the Gemara Amud Beis says, you're not allowed to be mashin even agai. That's talking about a specific case where you're holding the tefillin in your hand. You might use your hand to be meshafshesh in the tzitzis with the tefillin, and that's why it's also. Or im yiplu ma'im aglav, or yiga ba'omer, or maybe you'll touch the omer. So that's why the tefillin can't be beyodai when you're mashin, even in the beis kisa agai. That is what the Gemara says. Now, ein chenami, if a person has a urinal, it's taka machlokes amiroyim lahashtin for sure by a urinal, which is less than a basic kisei kavua. It's not at all for tzoya. So then it's lahashtin mayim even b'shal roy. So we're talking about a shal yad. That's a different sugya. Shal yad medina is muta if a person is urinates. Wearing it, holding it is worse because holding it, like the Tosafot says, you might be meshavshif. That's something else. Zog the Gemara weiter. If someone enters the basic kisei kavua, which we said is tzoya al pnei asoda, choylet tefillah berichuk dal rames, you have to remove the dal rames away. Umenichon, now where do you place it? Bechaloyin hasomach l'shus rabim. You place it in the windowsill, in a cubby, so to speak, next to the shus rabim. V'nichnas ukshe yoytze, when you exit, machik dal rames, you first have to walk dal rames away from the basic kisei kavua, and umenichon, and only then you put them back on. Divrei Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai clearly says, you have to remove the tefillin, you place them in that kabi in Beshus Rabim. This is the game for the Gemara on Amud Beis. Beis Hillel argues on this, and he says, oichson biyodoy v'nichnas. You hold them in your hand, and you enter. Rabbi Kiva, the third sheet is, oichson bebigdoy v'nichnas. The Gemara's having it in the baggage alone, just strap it in the baggage. So Gemara, bebigdoy tzakadaytoch, zimnim mishtalalu, it might fall, v'nafli, ele'ema oichson bebigdoy u'biyodoy. Two conditions, bebaggage and biyodoy v'nichnas. U'menichon, and now you place it, b'choyrin asmuch lebeis hakisei. The Tzlach explains this Gemara, that in a case where you cannot hold it biyodoy bebigdoy, that's the Hemshcha Gemara, then you meniach b'choyrin hasmuchin lebeis hakisei. Not in the choyrin b'shus rabin, like the Gemara is going to say right now, but specifically, choyrin hasmuchin lebeis hakisei. There is choyrin next to the beis hakisei. Now, zok the Gemara, v'lo yenichem, but rather you should not put them b'choyrin hasmuchin lebeis hakisei. Not in those cubbies holes. Why? Shemayit lo oysam avid rochim. People might take them. V'yovali dechshad, and I'll end up being a chshad, like the Gemara is going to say, the unbelievable Maisa. U'maisa b'talmad echad sheniach tefilo b'choyin asmuch l'shus rabim. He places tefillin in the cubbies, so to speak, next to the shus rabim. U'bo zoyna achaz, and a zoyna came from the talton, and she stole them and took them. U'bo se beis medesh, she came to the beis medesh. V'omron, she said to the talmidim, who ma nosenli ployni b'schori? Look what this fella, this talmid, gave me for the schar of znus. Kevin sheshomai se talmid, he saw was tutzach do, azab busha, something that never happened. All the Rosh Hagag, he went to the top of the roof, v'nofal, and he fell, umes, and he died. You, like Rabbi Kiva said, bebigdoy, beyodoy, beyodoy, bebigdoy, together, and that's how you nichnas. That's what the Moton Rabbonon. Originally, the takana was placed them in choyin asmuch lebeis kisei. Why? Rash says because since there's tzoy over there, so there's achborim over there. Achborim hang out in the choyin asmuch lebeis kisei. So that's not a place to place it. It's kinu shemanichin noisim chaloynis asmuch lebeis rabim. Chaloynis is ready asmuch lebeis rabim. Achborim don't go in a place where people walk. Rashi says. So they made it takana, plus it in the chayim and the shul shus rabim. But then what happened was there's another problem, the problem of stealing and chshad. And that was Basilo Shita, oichsim biyodoy, v'nichnas. Omer ha-meishe b'reit ha-pshum ha-levi, halocha, goy lalon k'min sefer, you take the ritzuas and you strap them around like a sefer, and you hold it in your hand, in your right hand, very dear to you, very careful. Kenegad liboy, zok the Gemara. Omer Rav Yosef Bar Minyuma. Rav Yosef Bar Minyuma said, Omer Rav Nachman uvavach le tehi ritzua yoytze mitachazod a tefach, but the ritzua cannot leave a tefach out of your hand. It has to be covered in your fist. It can't extend and extract and come out from there a tefach of length. The reason is because the ritzuas have a gevaldik kedusha. Zog Rashi, because it has a kedusha. It has a kedusha of shakai. You're kosher the ritzuas on the shel roish. The ritzua has a yud, and it has a dalad in the ktsitsa, in the bay, I'm sorry, a shin in the ktsitsa, and it has a yud in the ritzua shel yad, the small little yud by the bayis. So it has shem shakai, so the ritzua cannot be yoytze tefach from out of your fist. So the ritzua cannot leave a tefach. Omer Reb Yanka Barach, Omer Reb Zeira. Loishanu Elashie shows biyoim leloiv shon. This din that you strap it is only because strapping it takes time to unstrap. When there's still time left to put it on, since you wore tefillin all day, you don't want to not wear your tefillin the rest of the day. So if there's no shows leloiv shon, if the shows leloiv shon, you can do the strapping. Aval ein shows biyoim leloiv shon. Then you make like a kiss, like a pouch, which is a tefach. Then you can place it on the ground, Rashi says. Because pshat is, then you don't have to hold it in your hand. Since you place the tefach, the pouch, so then it's like an oil that's mafsik. It's not considered munach al karka, because it's a kiss tefach. And that's why it's mutter to place it even on the ground. Rashi, the chalole tefach, the choshev akli, oil lahafsik bein on the karka. So you're allowed to place it on the ground. The other Rishonim say, that's what a place who learns is Rashi. The other Rishonim, the Ra'o says, that if you have a pouch that's a tefach, you're allowed to machnis it into the Beis HaKisei. Because then it's not considered that there's an oil on mafsik. And that's why you're allowed to machnis it. But Rashi says, al pnei hakarka. Zogdi mo, om rabbi Rav Chana, om rabbi Yechonon, biyoim goylon kimin sefer. In the daytime, you take a goylon kimin sefer, menicham biyodoi, keneged liboi. Because like we said in the yoim, you have time to unstrap it. Uve lailo, now lailo is talking about the end of the day, when you're not wearing it at night anymore, oyselem kimin kis tefach menichon. So then you can place them, like Rashi learned with sugyo, you place it on the ground. According to the Ra'ah, the lailo is a whole new statement over here. We're not talking about that you're placing it on the ground. Here we're saying, stam, at lailo, you should make sure that it's a b'chobet kazach, that you have a kiss that's a tefach, so it's made miyuchat for that. To cover it for the tefillim, so it should be a nikadika kiss. Zogdama om rabaya. Loi shonu. This din is ela b'klishu kelyon. This din that you need a tefach of avir is when it's a kli that is meant for it. So because it's klishu kelyon, so you need a tefach. Masha'en kein. Zogdrashi kis oisel etzok on the kelyon korav liyos bottle etzom. It's korav to be bottle if it's kelyon. So that's you need a tefach. Binan dovra nikosh yechotz bifneim. Avob klishen a kelyon, but if it's not that specific kli that's meant for the tefillin, then I feel a pachas mitefach. Then even less than a tefach, it's already nicker that it's meant for the tefillin. And then it's taka mafsik, and lari b'mneich ha-gavikako. But that's already nicker, especially for the night. Now, Tosa speaks out over here. We'll see the next Gemara. Omar mazut, revitem ravashi, teid, I'll bring you a proof that if it's kli, she'en a kelyon, they don't even need a tefach. Shrei pachim ktanim, when you have small little pachin, matzilin b'oil ha-meis. If you have an oil ha-meis, and you have pachim ktanim, zog drashi, behek of tzomet posel, that are tightly shot in oil ha-meis, even though v'afgav lave tefach, even though there's no tefach of ear, it's chayetz. So we see something that's less than tefach, is chayetz when it's kli she'en a kelyon. And that Tosa says, v'akoch mitam avir. There has to be some type of avir in between it. The lays be avir cloud. There's no avir. Lohayim matzilin dava kama oichlin shegovla metit. Then it's like a wrapper. It's like tight. Then it's like oichlin shegovla metit shemekablin tumah boil ameis. Then it is mekabel tumah boil ameis. But kaponim, if it's not kelyon, then it doesn't need a tefach for it to be nicker. Like we see pachim ktanim that don't have a tefach or matzah boil ameis. Zok di gemara. Ve'omer Rav Abba Chana, ki hava azdinu basred Rabbi Yochanan, when I followed Rabbi Yochanan, Gemara says the following story. Ki hava boy lemayla beis kisi, when he wanted to enter the beis hakisai, ki hava nokit sifra da garata, when he was holding a sefer, hava garata, hava yoevlon, he used to give it to me that I shouldn't enter with it in the beis kisai. Ki hava nokit tefillin, when he was wearing tefillin, lo hava yoevlon, he did not give it to me. Omer, he said, hoil v'sharunu rabbonon, since the Chomis said, you're allowed to enter a beis hakisai. So we're talking about in the market of Islay, meaning loichsam biyodoi, all the things that we just said now. So hoy v'shirun rabbanon nenantron. So then let it. It might as well watch me. Zok drash in the top. Chov gimon veiz yishmeruni. Since it will protect me. Achnisim imi v'yishmeruni min amazikin. Since you're allowed to enter with it, so I might as well utilize in the place of mazikin to have these tefillin. Now legabi is safer. That's taka lahaloch in shulchan aruch simim mem gimel. Chavei, that is safer, you're not allowed to enter in the Beis HaKisei, unless it's in a kiss, or Beis Kisim. But upon him, this is the Makar for that Gemara, for that Halacha. Zog the Gemara, Chavgimon Beis Vaiter. Another story. Omar Rova, Ki Avazina Basir, Rab Nachman, Ki Avinokit Sifra, Da Agadata, when he was carrying a Sefer of Agadata, Yoav Loni used to give it to me. Ki Avinokit Tfilin, but when he carried Tfilin, Lo Avi Loni held it in his hand. Omar, Hoil V'Sharunu Rabbonon, Nenanton, since the Chom allowed it, so I might as well hold it, and have it be Shoymef, me from the protect me from the mazikin. Zok di gemara ton rabbonim lo yoichas odom tefillin biyodo v'sefiter bezroyer v'ispalul. A person when he davens should not carry the tefillin in his hand while he's davening, or sefiter in his arm while he's davening. V'lo yashtim b'mayim and should urinate. Now The reason why you can't urinate when the biyodai, because like we said, because you might be mishafshef, like they said in Amar Aleph. Zok the Gemara, v'lo yisham behem. You shouldn't sleep with your tillin, and you shouldn't sleep with your sefer Torah holding it. Lo yishen es kva, v'lo yishen es arai. Even a small dremel is osa. Now, the reason why these things are osa, zok Rashi, when a person davens and he's holding the things, he can't concentrate. Shouldn't fall out of his hands. So now the next Gemara says, so Rashi says, Shema Yafiach. You might be Mafiach, and it's also. Zok the Goin, and it answers the Kvegas Kashas Meyushav, according to this also, it's not that you're not going to Shema Yafiach, but rather Shema Yipol. We just said we're talking about holding your tefillin in your hand. What is Shema Yafiach? It's not a problem when you're holding tefillin in your hand. Shema Yafiach is only a problem when you're wearing tefillin. So the problem rather is you might drop it. And that's why dropping it is a chashash, even by Shein Zarai. And that's the answer of Kvegas Kashas, the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chavov, he said, Tzorchin, over there, with the chashashes of Shema Yipol. Sein Chanami, according to the gears of Shema Yipol, there's no problem. That is the chason. The chason is only Shema Yipol. Because you might drop it. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about holding it. Now, Zok the Gemara, Omar Shmuel, we said that you're not allowed to do this while you are holding a Sefer Torah Bezroya, Vizpal, Vilayash Vimayim. And then it says, Lo Yishem Bem, Lo Yishem Iskav, Lo Yishem Iskav, because you might drop it. Omar Shmuel, Sakin, a knife, Umois, and money, Vikoro, and if you have a Koro, the kikar, loaf of bread, harele kiyotzeben. They have the same halacha. Zog Rashi, each one has the same chisoron that you have, your diet is aleim. Zog Rashi, shedoyeg aleim shalei tipel asakin. This knife is dangerous if it falls. Vetazikeno, ka'oram mishapeach, it might spill. You're holding something that's full, it might spill. Vahamoiz yeovdu, they'll get ruined if it drops. Vahkikar yitonef, and the bread will get soiled. So, stating this Gemara, and in Bechlokes Bikon Chokes Yishoinim, is this specifically by these items, like Rashi says, because you're doig aleim, or is it lav dafka? It's any item that you cannot hold while you're davening, because you're doig, and you won't be able to concentrate. So the Bach says that it's dafka by Mois, because it's a tear de godel. Mois, a person is very nervous about. Sakin is very nervous about. And then, Zok the Bach, a big chiddush, the tefillah is not even a tefillah. All the others probably can argue on this Bach. But a Bach says that you hold these things because they tear the gedoyla, mois, sakin, kikar, v'kara, it's not even a mice that filling if the daven again. Other parts can argue, you say it's only a chatchila dekedin. Then the Taz over here in this halach in Simit Sarivov, the Taz says that is this only a din of Shemona Esrei? Is it negay the whole tefillah? Meaning, not just by Shemona Esrei, even by Pesuk Zim, you shouldn't be holding something in your hand. So he says that it's negay to the whole tefillah. Now, obviously, a lulav we hold by davening, or that's because of chivuv mitzvah. That's a tzarech. A siddur you're allowed to hold by davening. That's fakir. That's helping you to daven. That's not going to hinder your kavana, or by yikumpurkan, or by mishabeh, by Rosh Chodesh benching. You hold the sefer Torah. The person sitting there holds sefer Torah. Forget that. Some say yikumpurkan is a tefillah for the time of the chomer. So you hold the sefer Torah itself. Al kaparim, certain places are chivuv or letzarkoi. So then it's mutter. But holding a child is taka a chisaron. You're not allowed to hold a child. Because that's the mice will cause you a tear. You don't have to have specific these things. Others say because when you hold something in your hand, it makes your davening like agavdik. Oh, I'm holding something, I'm doing something else, and I'm also davening. That's a chisaron why you shouldn't be holding anything. Zok de Mora Vaita. Omar Rova Omar Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says the following memra, Rova Bishmoy. Leis Hilchas Ekihom Asnisa. The halacha is not like the Gemara we said a second ago, that lo yashtin betfillin, that a person should not hold tefillin in his hand and be mashtin. Because why? Because that's Beishamah Shita. If you remember the Gemara, Omar Aleph said, Beishamah says you make sure to put the tefillin into the choyrin, into the smuchim, into the rabbim. Beishil said you're allowed to enter biyodoi. So the sugya is not like the halacha because that's Beishamah Shita. Because the Ibeis Hillel has the Beis HaKisei Kavua. The Gemara, Omar Aleph said, they allowed to enter even the Beis HaKisei Kavua holding in your hand. So shori beskisa ari mi boyo, and here's suddenly beskisa ari it's osir lo yashtim mehem. So you need to tell me, and not just need to tell me. The halacha is incorrect. Lo yashtim mehem is not correct according to Beis Hillel. So the halacha is not lehilchasa. Zok the Gemara meisvei dvorim sheitarte lechokan. State in the brisa the things that it was matter for you. The Gemara now understands the things that it was matter you in beskisa kavua osart lechokan. I asked in the Beis HaKisei Arai, my love tefillin. That's referring to tefillin. Now. Zok the Gemara,
Iyamid Bishlam Beis Hillel. It comes to Beis Hillel. It makes sense. He tied in Chokan. I was matin in a basic kisa kavur. Gemara number Aleph. I said you're allowed to hold in your hand. Osad Chokan. That's talking about a basic kisa agai. And the reason the maskana of the Gemara, is going to explain this, how this makes sense, this dvarim shetad lecha, this kavul chayma, is because since a basic kisa agai, you stand and you're mishapshef and you're urinating, so that's why there's a problem that you're not allowed to hold a tefillin. Mashekin basic kisa kavua, you are sitting and making gedolim, so then you don't have this problem. So it makes sense, dvarim shetad lecha kan, I was matin the kavua, but I asked it in the Arai because Arai is standing, so the problem of the Nitzotzes, and that's why Bedafka by Arai it's Taka Osa. But now the Gemara says that this only makes sense according to Beis Hillel. Eli Amid Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai never allowed you to take it in the Beis Kisa Kavua. It's incorrect, this Memra. So how could you say this is Beis Shammai's Memra according to Beis Shammai? Because Beis Shammai says you put it into the holes by Beis Kisa Kavua. I Amid Beis Shammai. Holoi Shorav Aloi Midi. Answer the Gemara, no. How did you say the kashas and avsheshes? How did you say that Allah is not like this memory of Elo Yashim Memayim? Because it's ultimately according to Beis Shammai. Because according to Beis Hillel, you're allowed to enter Beis Kisa Kavua, so for sure you're allowed to enter Beis Kisa Arai. No. It says in Dvarim Shetati Kavua, I asked it by Arai. That only makes sense. It's Sugi of Tefillin according to Beis Hillel. So why are you saying that Allah is not like this memory? It stems with Beis Hillel, so it's very good to Beis Hillel. So now the Gemara says, in order to answer that Rav Sheshet's statement that Leis Hilchsa, that it goes with Beis Shammai, I'll tell you why it's not a sugyan tefillin according to Beis Hillel, but rather Kitan Yahil Inyan Tefach Tefachayim. That means when you make Doilim, you expose yourself a Tefach from the back, and you make Tanim, you expose yourself Tefachayim because of Nitzoytzes. You don't want Kushovcha, so you want to expose Tefachayim, so there shouldn't be any droplets on your shoes. The Toni Chada Kshu Nifna, when you're Nifna Gdoilim Megalala Choyrav Tefach. Ulefonov and in front of you, tefachayim. V'tanya yidich, another bride says, la'choyr of tefach, from the back of you is a tefach, like we said, ulefonov v'loy klum, lefonov nothing. How does that make sense? My love, idividivish, we're talking about a man. V'loy kasha, kan l'gdoylim, when it's a gdoylim, so then you don't have anything in front of you, there's no reason to open, expose yourself in front of you, and k'tan l'k'tanim. So the k'tanim, so then lefonov is taket tefachayim, because of the tzoytzes. So that's how we're explaining the brisa. And that's going to be the cheshbon of hitayt ilcha and asayt ilcha. Hitayt ilcha by depends if you make gdoilim, then lefonov alay klum, and baktanim, you're allowed to have lefonov tvachayim. Hitayt ilcha kan, asayti and otati. Fekmo v'tizbro, I baktanim, if it's talking about ktanim, lachoyev tefach lomali. Why do you have to expose yourself a tefach for the achorayim? So that doesn't make sense. Ela idividi b'gdoilim, both talking about making gdoilim. V'loy kasha, ho be'ish, since a man, he is also mashtin. So even though he's making dolim, but he's also mashtin, so that's why you need in the front also exposed. Mashenken hobi isha, which she doesn't need to have lefonel exposed, even if she's mashtin. So Mela, that is what we were referring to. And that's hitayt lechokan, a new taich in the braisa. Hitayt lechon beish, tfachayim, because he also urinates, and he needs his front to be exposed. Mashenken osati beisha, she doesn't need a front to be exposed, because that's the hitayt in osati. Now, Zok Gemara, if that's how you're learning up the Braisa, like Abit Fachayim and Isha, Ihochi Hodik Toni Oleel. Allah, this state of them Braisa. Zeu Kavachoyme, She'ein Olof Tshuva. This Kavachoyme doesn't make sense. You're mate by A, and you're asa by B. My Ein Olof Tshuva. If you tell me it's going on Kavua and all right, it's a very stark Akasha. Kavachoyme Olof Tshuva. We know the reason, so it makes sense. I told you before the reason already. I was makdim the reason of maskana, but the words don't make sense. I was matir by kavua, asa by arai. It doesn't make sense. Kavu choyma ain't on tshuva. But if it's going on a din of tefach tefachayim and isha, it makes a lot of sense. The reason why you don't have to expose by an isha because there's no reason to expose the front by a man. You do. So what's fair is a tati nasati. Why is it kavu choyma shel tshuva? So faker has a very good tshuva. Darik the milsochi. That's the derech. Elo lav zok demo. It's going on tefillin. On tefillin, so then it's taka going on tefillin, and that's kavachayim shel tshuva. Why in the world is kavua muter going to Beis Hillel and also by Arai? But a component it's a tuftan Rav Sheshet that says les hilchse kiayit masnisa. It has to be Beis Shammai. Not true. It's according to Beis Hillel and Beis Kisa kavua is shori and Beis Arai and Arai is also. So it's a tuftan on Rava, meaning that it's taka going on tefillin. And it's hitayti b'kavu and asayti b'arai. We don't yet know the reason. But kaponim, it's not that it's only kong to Beis Shammai that said that it's that the what's called lo yashtim emayim is going to Beis Shammai because kong to Beis Hillel you're allowed to enter. No, Beis Hillel says you're allowed to enter by kavua, but by arai you're not allowed to with your tefillin in your hands. So Kaponim Tufta the Gomer that said Om Rav Sheshes that it said it's going to be Shammai Tufta. Look, man, now me come Kasha. What's that in the pshat? How do you understand this memra? Has to be skisa kavua. Shorim if you allow to enter, going to be silul. Where's the skisa kavua? Like we said in Omer Aleph biyodoi. So be skisa ara lekoshken. So how could it be that lo yashin ben mayim biyodoi? Avem enter the Gomer. This is we said in the beginning of the sugya. Hori koma be skisa kavua. The lekanit soitzes. But since you're sitting down in be skisa kavua is a place you sit, you make doilim. So the nochshash from the soitzes. So shori. So therefore you're allowed to hold it in your hand, and that's be silul shita on Omer Aleph. Unlike Bishamai, that says you place it in the Choyrim. Basically, say, Ara Dikin Tzoytzes, since you're standing, and the Tzoytzes, and it might fall on your shoes, and they'll say you're a Kushofcha. Look at this. This person can't have kids. His kids must be Mamzerim. He has no stream. It doesn't have a flow. Dikin Tzoytzes, Asri. So, Frank the Moe, if that's the case, you have a beautiful reason why Kavua is Mutter and Ara is also, even though it's Arai. Yehochia Mai Enel of Tshuva. What's a Kash Enel of Tshuva? So, Gemara Tshuva Ma'al Yisohi. It's a very good Teretz. Hochikoma, that's what I mean. You have to explain the reason why Kavua is Mutter and Ara is also. Because by Kavua it is no Chash of Nitzoytes, and by Ara there is a Chash of Nitzoytes. Because you're standing and you're urinating. But don't just say Kavachoyma. If a Kavua is Mutter, then Ara for sure. No. The word is because if it's going to his kavachoyma, it doesn't make sense that Ara should be also. The asilo betalos kavachoyma, zel kavachoyma shen of tshuva, then the taka is no tshuva. How could Ara be more common than kavua? But if it's because of nitzoytzes, then it's taka very good. Zokta Pnei Yeshua comes out that according to this Gemara, that if you have a base akise arai that you're sitting with his nochshash nitzoytzes, then a shemuta even tefillin biyodai, then the cheshbon taka falls off. Zokta Gemara ton rabbonon. Let's just see the stop toises. The middle toises says, one second. The also the father's big doilim vatfilim beroyshoi. Aval hashtin mutim shon ashkom bebraisa. This also the father's big doilim vatfilim beroyshoi. Aval hashtin mutim, like you were saying, that the hashtin we said in the beginning is mutim to loy ashkom bebraisa. Come on for sure, vatfilim shayad. Zok mo ton rabbon. Let's finish the last Gemara. Ton rabbon. Haroitzi likonis the sudas kva. If a person wants to enter for a Suda's Kva, so in order to make sure that you don't have to relieve yourself during the Suda, which is not a good thing, it's a gnai of Rashi that you're going the whole time to the bathroom during a Suda. So Mahalach Asara Pa'amim Dalad Amis. 10 times walk 4 Amis, then the food goes down, and then it's Moirid Gdoilim Lenekev, so then you won't have to go during the Suda. Oy Dalad Pa'amim Yudik. You can also do the equation of 4 times 10 Amis. V'yifne, and then you check yourself with your mefana, and then you'll be able to eat the Suda. V'achar Nichnas. Om Rabbi Yitzchok, Hanichla Sudas Kva, Choylitz Tvilov. If you go to Sudas Kva, remove your tefillin. Because by Sudas Kva, Zagdrashi, you might be mishtaker. You might get drunk. And if it's going to get drunk, so then it'll be a gnai for the tefillin. Mashenkin, as soon as Arai, is takamutu with tefillin, state behedin, simin memet, shukhan orch, as long as there's no kalas goish. So by Sudas Kva, you choylitz Tvilov, v'achach Nichnas, and then you enter. U pligi Rabchia, Dom Rabchia, menichin al shukhanoi, v'chein hodur. By Sudas Kva, you can put them on the table, meaning you don't have to remove them before you enter, but you can put them on the table, v'chein hodur, and that's commendable. That should be mezumen for you, Zogt Rashi, to right away put them on b'shas b'rocha, as oish ten ramen hilchus tefillin taka. You should put your tefillin back on when you make birch samozen. V'ad emas, and when you put them back on, Om Rav Nachman Yitzchok, atzman b'rocha, like we said, the Rambam says, that taka by birch samozen, you should put your tefillin back on. But upon we see, it should be hodur on your table. Not the pshat is, Cholet tefillin, and only then you're nichnas. It's mashma that you mamish bring it in and just put it on the table by Sudas Kva. Zogma Tony Chada, Tzoyre Odom tefillin in Mois Ba'afakoysoi. You take your tefillin, you can put them inside your little bag. Even you have money inside also. Your money pouch. V'tan Yidach Lo Yotzu, you're not allowed to put it in the money pouch together. Zogma Lo Kasha, it depends. Hod Azmine, Hod Lo Azmine. If you mazmin it, then you set it aside, that it's also going to be for it's going to be for tefillin, so they ain't allowed to put money in there. Because then it's Rashi says it's not mashed together. It's two pockets, but it's bizoyin. You're mazmin it for tefillin. Hoda azmine, hod loy azmine. Domer avchid the high suda the tefillin. If you have a suda of tefillin in a pouch, the azmine. If you mazmine it, lemeitz betefillin to put tefillin in it. Sabe tefillin. Then also lemeitz bepash pshita. Once you put in tefillin, it means you both. You're a mazmin and you put in tefillin. Then you're not allowed to put money in there. Azmine, but if you only mazmin v'loy tzarbe and you didn't put it in, or tzarbe you put it in v'loy azmine, you didn't speak anything out, you weren't mazmin it, then shogle meitz bezuzei. Ula abayid om azmona milsi. If abayid says azmona alone is enough, ho azmine, then even if you're mazmin it, and we shouldn't say it means you're mazmin it with a maisa koldu. You need a maisa koldu. The pair alone is not going to do it. But al kaponim, the Rishonim is an edgin. So, according to Abayit, it says Asman and Milsi, then Asman Afkaf Loitzarbe, then even Asman itself with the Mais Koldu, then even if you're not putting the physically the money in there, then it's already an usr. And Tsarbe, it depends. E Asman usr, Eloy Asman Eloy. So it's totally in the Hasmana Milsa or Hasmana Lav Milsa. And so Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch and Membeis Taka says that like Rav Chisda, that Hasmana Lechud is Lav Milsa. And if your pouch of tefillin was used for tefillin and you're mazmin it, then you're not allowed to use it for a mil sachrita. All right, we'll stop over here by the Gemara of Boi Minei Rav Yosef Breda Nechunya, 6 lines from the bottom.